The podcast you are listening to of Holmberg's Morning Sickness is brought to you by my friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet mesquite. Repeat. Trust me on this one. You've had barbecue before, but you haven't had it this good. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com.
When was the last time you had really good Texas-style barbecue? Eric's Family Barbecue, the way it's supposed to taste. Always delicious, never rushed, and prepared to perfection. Eric's Family Barbecue uses only 100% fresh meat, slowly smoked over mesquite wood until it's juicy and delicious. We all know their brisket is the best, but have you tried their pulled pork, pork ribs, or rib tips? Amazing, and their sides are all house-made. Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Make the trip. You won't be sorry. Go to Eric'sFamilyBBQ.com for more information.
Well, this is what would Brady do? Sparked a few, hit some chords. Now, all you guys who are emailing me about this giant penis this lady's using, first off, it's not even your life. Calm down. Second, you have clearly demonstrated the size of your penis through your emails and your anger. My goodness, this shouldn't make you upset. It's not your girlfriend. Second, Scott Haynes, who is our funniest emailer, and he fired over. He's also a personal trainer, and he said, a lady who's 150, definitely on steroids. He goes, she's got veins in her new toy.
Ooh.
This is her C word. And he said, but the good news is, the bad news is for the guy, his razor budget just doubled. The good news is he can keep leaving the toilet seat up because she doesn't need to sit down anymore, which is very true. Now, she might be super tall, but that's about it. And then we were posed with the question, who would you rather hang out with for a full day?
Yeah.
Fans of 311 or fans of country music? Whew. And this goes back to our earlier conversation of who would you rather hang out with? Fox News viewer all day long, CNN viewer all day long, or Flat Earther? And I choose Flat Earther all day because they're kind of stupid and they might entertain me. So between the 311 fan and the country music fan, I'm going to get some laughs out of the country music guy being confused by silverware and like all sorts of stuff that makes him kind of like the day-to-day stuff that baffles a country music fan, like how doors open in and out. Like I could see him pushing a pull door like three times before he figures it out. 311.
It's fans, okay, right? With my cousin?
Yeah. See, I don't care how we're related. That girl's got a great ass. And you're not going to hear that at a 311 show. So country music fan will entertain me more. 311, I don't think you guys have, 311 fan, I don't think they have any interesting character traits at all. You're boring
people.
You
swung me a little bit on that.
Yeah.
At first, I thought right off the bat.
You hang out with 311 now. There's nothing about them that's funny. There's no funny 311 fan. There's no interesting 311 fan. Country music people have stories. They may be stupid, but their stories are great. And I guarantee you, all you have to say to start the conversation is the word Tannerite. And you're going to have seven stories immediately. Tannerite? And you guys, oh, man, one time we was blowing up a fridge. I'm like, here we go. One time we was blowing up a fridge is normal talk for them. 311? No. All you're going to hear about is the environment, Greta Thunberg, and weed.
Ripping their JNCOs.
Yeah. How they had to get a bigger chest of drawers for their JNCOs. Never heard of those. Anyway, Jimmy Buffett or 311 fans? That's the real dilemma. Because that's two groups.
Well,
that's two aging groups of disinteresting.
So the Buffett fans are going to be, will have more money.
That's true.
Yes, that's a good, that's a win for them.
And excellent, they probably point. Shower.
Excellent points. Two for the Buffett fans. Yeah. Said no one ever.
And I hate Buffett.
That's two pluses for Buffett fans. That's the first time in the invention of language that phrase has ever been used. I could live to be 10,000. I'll never hear, well, that's two pluses for Buffett fans. boy, the 311 versus, I mean, that's just, that's
I'm going
mayonnaise
Buffett.
Versus
I'm
miracle.
I know, I'm with Brady on this one. I'll take the showers and money.
All right, you guys talk me into it.
They both suck. There's no good option here, but.
I'd be able to get some high-end tequila out of it.
Yeah, you might get a few good drinks.
Drinking.
You're right. That's a good point. Brady brings a good point.
You're not drinking PBR over at
you're not borrowing money for a drink like the 311 fans are. That's a good point. So you get a nice, you know, this is a 47 Don Julio. It's like you're going to get that guy, and he's just disinteresting musically and probably.
You'll just have to put up with the hall pass for the celebration, for the party, man.
Tommy Bahama guy. You're going to have to put up with a dude who does finger guns a lot. Cheeseburgers in Paradise.
Oh, the dumbest songs ever.
It's just the ultimate in whiteness. And 311 is the ultimate in just mayonnaise whiteness. I don't know. That's bad. You're right. Well, that's tough. But country music fans, you win that all day long. I don't want to listen to your music, but I sure like hanging out with you because dumb people do dumb things, and I like to see that. Country music people are dumb.
You take it back. You take that back.
Okay. I take it back.
Take that back, back, back. You asking for trouble?
Yep. I'm asking for trouble.
Where'd he go?
He made a left. You don't know what that is.
See you tomorrow, Skeeter.
Yeah. There's at the country thunder this weekend. We had some tannerite.
Of course you did. It's price of admission. It's time for the entertainment drill. It's brought to you by our friends at reactdefense.com, the home tactical black self-defense training. Somebody heard Brady's story from the Brady Report this morning, said that when the waitress came to the table with the gun, is there a scenario in tactical black for that? Well, oddly enough, we have gone through that before. What happens if you're seated at a table and somebody pulls a gun on you? Guess what? There's ways around that. It's incredible. And because I'm limited in my mobility left to right due to surgery, that's what we're going to be working on when I'm there today. There's a lot of the seated stuff, like cross a counter. Somebody gets you.
Waffle House defense.
Waffle House defense, we'll call it. I like that. The Waffle House defense. What happens when the angry Waffle House waitress decides this is the last time she's giving you waffles and she decides to pull a gun? Can you defend yourself from a seated position against somebody standing? There's definitely technique to it, and you don't want to do something stupid and end up making it worse. And that's what they teach you. What's the best case scenario for the worst case scenario? That's what they do. And they do a great job of it. And heading out there, yeah, you get, people email me that all the time. You got a scenario for that? They sure do. And I've actually been through it, which is crazy. I've done the seated, this guy's attacking you thing. It's nuts how vulnerable they make you, attack you, and then say, look, you're not that bad off. And that's what you do. You realize how much more power you actually have when you're educated on how to use your own strengths. And it doesn't matter what shape you're in, crawl, walk, run, they'll get you there and turn you into a sheepdog rather than a sheep, which is the whole goal. More sheepdog on the streets means there's a whole lot less weirdos out there trying to do dumb things. So let's get out there and take care of it. ReactDefense.com, this crazy mixed up world, needs you to have some tools in that tool belt. It's called Tactical Black. Phoenix, Glendale, and Chandler. Check out their store at TacticalBlackVault.com as well. Brady, entertain me.
Katie Segal got clipped by a car over the weekend.
I saw that.
Happened on Thursday. She was crossing a street in L.A. and a Tesla clipped her while making a left turn.
And Al said, did she live? She sure did, Mr. Bundy.
Damn it. He beat the crap out of the driver. Yeah.
Did he? Yeah. I thought he shook his hand.
Nice job. She's okay. She went to the hospital briefly.
She's okay. She got bumped by a Tesla.
Yeah.
But enough to make her lay there for a little bit. Of course, she's probably in her mid-60s now, so getting hit by a car, a bike, or a shopping cart will knock her down.
Had a big celebrity death over the weekend. Betty Lynn.
Betty Lynn.
95 years old.
Is it Loretta Lynn's sister?
Thelma Lou on the Andy Griffith Show.
Oh, my God.
Barney Fife's girlfriend.
People from that show are still alive. Holy Christ. Got a big date with Thelma Lou. 95. She's coming to heaven.
Who was Andy's? Thelma Lou and...
Oh, she was pretty, too.
Yeah.
Andy had...
They doubled a couple of times.
Yeah, they would go out on double dates with Thelma Lou and that hot chick.
Betty? Was it Betty?
Maybe. I don't know. Seems about right.
Anyway.
Wasn't Aunt B. Nobody ever hosed Aunt B on that show. She had a couple of gentlemen callers. That thing was vice grip tight, that Aunt B. I bet you that thing grew back.
It was Peggy. Peggy McMillan.
Peggy McMillan was his girl? Was Andy's girl?
Yeah.
Good
her
job,
name was
Brett.
Helen Crump.
Helen is her name. Her. Peggy McMillan played Helen Crump. There it is. Helen Crump.
She was a dish.
Yeah. You imagine how tight Aunt B was? Nobody touched that all through the entire run of the series. Francis Bouvier had not had a gentleman suitor in there.
Otis made a run at it early.
Otis probably made a run, but he didn't succeed. Bouvier was tight. I bet Aunt B had a hymen.
For sure.
I bet. We got to know the answers to these things. That's why I hope there is a heaven, Brady, because when you sit there in St. Peter's, like, do you have any questions about life? I'm like, did Aunt B have a hymen? Anything else? No, I want to. That's pretty much all I want to know. That's the secret to life.
Sean Penn and his wife
Layla George are divorcing after 1 year. He's 61. She's 29. She's also Vincent D'Onofrio's daughter.
Jesus.
Sean and Vincent are a year apart. Mm. And then Sean's kids. Older one's than. A year older yeah. and one's a year younger. So they're not sure the reason why.
Brady, you can't stop love for a year.
You can't. So DirecTV released a list of the most recognizable TV theme songs. They asked 2,200 people, ran the songs over to see what was the most recognizable.
Over what period of time? How old is the crowd? Because TV theme songs don't exist anymore.
I'll say it's from the 90s and up.
Okay.
Cheers has got to be one.
Cheers, definitely. Andy Griffith, since we're talking about it.
Yeah, but that's...
Friends.
Andy Griffith is too old.
Seinfeld.
But they do play it a lot. So you're...
That's just a noise, really.
The number one was Jeopardy.
Oh, okay.
76% Thank recognize God. That. Seinfeld is right. Friends. The Simpsons, 71%. Simpsons.
Stuff that's been around through generations.
Game of Thrones was up there at 58%.
Yeah, I could recognize that.
You probably wouldn't even know you would.
Oh, really?
Because it's very, like... future fantasy sounding like that. If somebody's saying this is a TV theme song, what is it when you hear it? You're like, probably Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay.
Even if you've never heard it.
The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Yeah.
Was up there. Law and Order.
Did you mention Cheers yet?
No Cheers.
How does that not make it on the list?
Cosby Show had like four different themes though. How about that?
The Brady Bunch.
Family Matters, Rugrats, Gilmore Girls.
Gilmore
all
Girls.
Scored above 50%.
We're talking to young people.
Yeah.
Like 30s. Not young people.
The Jeffersons?
Yeah, the Jeffersons is a top tenor. I even say to most people, hey, we're moving on up, the next line's coming from you.
To these guys.
Brett knows it.
To a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up.
That's a Michael McDonald one.
Michael McDonald doing the Jeffersons.
Yeah, he can sing that.
On the ground.
Oh, yeah. Got to get the quartet back together.
We're moving on up.
See, it
works. To the inside. To a deluxe apartment in the sky. We're moving on up.
Right, it works.
We finally got a piece of the pie. Such sweet freedom.
No, don't. It doesn't. It's not a medley. Although I like that. That did work.
Yeah.
Good times and a time to need it, baby.
That works too.
And a time it feels free. The time you're up for Monday, not getting hassled, not getting hustled. Keep your head above water.
You guys know that
I
one?
I think of another one.
Michael McDonald singing.
There's a new girl in town.
Alice.
And she's looking good. That's a perhaps freckled face in your neighborhood. When you think you can't stand on your own 2 feet.
Don't ask why I know it.
With some luck and
I've got to finish. And Michael McDonald singing TV theme songs.
Yeah.
Might be a...
Put that
might
in the
be
squares
a game.
Week.
Well, I don't know if it's going to be a squares. It might be a game later in the week. Michael sings the TV theme song.
Oh, that's good. Yeah,
the quartet. Boy, that's just how do these people
nails on a chalkboard?
Listen to that. I don't know if I could put you through it. The quartet doing Growing Pains and stuff.
Vince Neil took a little tumble this weekend.
He's all right. He's round.
Broke a couple of ribs.
No, he didn't. His ribs are so Yeah, exactly. Was there a fight at the buffet? There's no way his ribs aren't protected.
He rolled off the stage and snapped a couple.
He didn't hurt his ribs. His ribs are insulated. Please.
Well, heard himself reaching for the rib.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Maybe strained a couple trying to get his fat arm towards ribs.
More rib roots.
Yeah, maybe he broke ribs while he was chewing and choked on some bones, but there's no way his ribs broke.
And another one before, you haven't checked it out yet, Mick Jagger, live on stage, basically rebuts the comment that Paul McCartney made. Paul McCartney said the Stones were kind of a blues cover band.
No, they were.
Yeah.
At first.
I mean, and I think he went further into it, but just hearing that. So Mick says, we'll bring it up. We got celebrities here tonight.
Yeah. He makes jokes.
Paul McCartney's going to help us with a blues cover song. Yeah.
Mick's talking about all the celebrities in the audience. He's like...
And he goes deeper.
Kirk Douglas is here. And he goes, no, I misread that one.
Yeah.
Kirk Douglas has been dead for a while. And then he said, Gavin Newsom's here, the governor. He goes, that's great. He goes, look forward to our big dinner together up at the French Laundry, which is where he got all the recall from in the first place. So Mick's doing jokes. And then they didn't do brown sugar.
Well, if that singing thing doesn't quite work out for him, he's always got stand-up, you know?
He's got 30 years to go. That's it. We're done. Larry McFeely's coming up next. You guys have yourselves a phenomenal Monday. We'll see you tomorrow right here in the morning sickness. So long!
Our country is facing a major crisis. We need to find out what's causing it.
You've been listening to Holmberg's Morning Sickness Podcast, brought to you by our friends at Eric's Family Barbecue in Avondale. Meet, mesquite, repeat. Eric's Family BBQ.com.